is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
What the hell?
What the H-E-double hockey sticks?
There I shouldn't say that word this early, but...
Yeah, let me tell you something. Yesterday I was saying those words and then some. I reached an all-time low in my life yesterday. I was panhandling for money in Huntersville.
Why? Because, are things that bad?
And we got paid on the 5th.
I know. And my shopping habit's not that bad, I have to say. But I forgot my wallet.
Okay.
So I was leaving, and I didn't realize it, obviously, until I got up there. So when I left the station yesterday, I had to go up to Huntersville for an appointment. And my gas light was already, it came on as I was leaving the station. And I was like, I've got time. I'll just get gas when I get up to Huntersville. So I get off the exit, and I pull into a gas station, and I start rummaging through my purse. I'm like, where's my wallet? I'm like, I've got to have it. So I rummage again. I'm checking the car. And then it hits me like a freight train that I took the baby to Home Depot the night before and put the dang wallet in the diaper bag.
Oh, man.
So I'm sitting there in the parking lot. And I'm like, well, great. Now it happens.
And you don't have enough to get back?
When I tell you, I had zero on me. Like, nothing.
You didn't have enough gas to get back to home?
No. Because if you think, from here to, like, Birkdale, I was already out of gas when I left the station.
Yeah.
So now, there's no way I'm getting home. If I get back on the highway.
Pump.
Yeah, I that's it. It's over for
okay.
me.
So what'd you do?
Well, I sat there for a minute, and I was like, well, okay, this is an all-time low in my life. I don't know anyone who lives in Huntersville.
And we were up there.
Yes. So I texted you guys, but I had to ask strangers for money.
Well, I mean, really?
Yes. And when I tell you, the first three people looked at me like I had 9 eyes and 3 heads.
Of course.
And it's one of those things where I'm like, I just forgot my wallet. And everyone's like, sorry, man, I don't have cash, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay.
That one time you tried to deposit your meth.
I'm sitting there. I'm like, well, what can I do? And I'm like, all right, I have a Starbucks app on my phone. There's a Starbucks across the street. So I'll go and sit in Starbucks. And when somebody goes to pay with cash, I'll jump in and say,
no, you didn't.
Hey, can I pay for your drink on my app and take your cash? Like, that was my plan, right?
That's an awful plan.
Well, I had already asked.
That's an awful plan.
That's not that bad.
That's
trading out money for...
It's better than like, hey, do you have a 10?
That's I can Venmo some shady you business. That's weird. So. The police would get called. No, that's not good.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but that was like my plan from there because I'd already asked 3 people and I got shut down every single time.
What did you say when you asked the 3 people?
Hey, I'm so sorry to bother you. I forgot my wallet. Do you have any? Yeah, I'm getting maced.
Hang on. You didn't open with, hey, I'm Lauren from the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Oh, thank God. Leave us out of it. But thank you.
But let me tell you something. After being
Hi,
shut
Gwen
down
here.
Catherine Lane.
After being shut down just 3 times, I like went to DEFCON 5. I was like, I'm going to die up here.
Oh my God. Can't survive.
My pounding husband's the ground. Out of town. I'm
Why
crying.
Do you forsake me? Okay.
So Rick starts making a bed outside.
Yeah.
Preparing for nightfall.
I'm making a fire. I'm
making a campfire.
Oh, man, you can't light a fire here at the pump. Okay, so you ask for money. When they say no, what's their no? Is it a straight no or just sorry?
Sorry, I don't have any cash.
Okay.
That's what I got a couple times.
All right. So then,
which is the reason I use all the time, too.
I know.
Me, too. And then now I'm sitting there going, you know what? This is payback for all the times that I didn't have cash and didn't, you know.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, God, what am I going to do? And I'm sitting there. I'm literally sitting outside the station. And this woman comes up, and she's got a baby and a diaper bag. And I'm like, hey, you have any cash? She's like, I don't. I'm so sorry. Like, honest to God, I can get cash out for you, but my hands are full. And I was like, you know what? You're a mom. It's cool. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you.
I'm a mom, too?
So wait.
I didn't want to get into the whole diaper bag thing.
So you moved on.
I moved on. Okay. Anyway, a very, 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 very nice woman ended up giving me $10 so that I could fill my gas.
Okay, so how did you pay her back?
I didn't.
Whoa.
Did you get a Venmo her?
I would love to.
Did you get her information so you can do something nice for her?
Huh.
I was so excited to have the $10 at that point. I just left. Yeah. I was like, I can go home.
And she was like, the woman was holding her hand out like,
What just happened? I just got robbed. Yeah, I didn't rob anybody. But it was definitely an all-time low in my life. Yes.
Good for you. You know, sometimes it's important to see both sides of life. The high of highs in that mansion you live in, and then the lows.
And I gotta say, it ain't that bad of a low of low. At the end of the day, you still got money.
It was a humbling experience.
It was a very low point in my life. I had to get gas to fill my $60,000 Jeep.
It was so tough.
How do I live?
And I had to use premium, so I needed at least a 20 spot.
I have 10. What's 10 going to get me? Regular? I can't put regular in the Stormtrooper.